I just punched it, and we are live with the next episode of V Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me, as always, is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hey, everyone. Hope you're having a fantastic night. Looking forward to a fantastic show.
As always, good to have you here.
Mm-hmm.
Next on the show, we have Talon.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be back. It's great to have the show up and running.
Yeah, of course we do. Without our resident talent, where would the show be?
Oh, yeah. Probably a lot better than it is now, but, you know, I try my best.
Mm-hmm. Glad to have you on. Next, we have Aeon.
Hello. Good to be back here.
Mm-hmm. I know. I keep withholding stuff from you, but hey, I try my best.
Okay? Nah, dude, you get busy. It's understandable.
Nah. I appreciate all the stuff you've done for it. I really do. And, you know, and I'm always happy to have you on. And last up, we have Waz.
He left the country.
Oh, wait, really? hey, at least you came up with something better this time, though. If you're not in America, where are you?
You don't want to know.
Short answer is, it's probably Hell, Michigan. Or Hell, Sweden.
Hell, Norway.
Or probably that one village in Austria called Fucking. Yes, there is such a small country.
Wait, really?
It's definitely hot weather. Yeah. Look it up. Because I need to sharpen my claws.
Okay.
Well then. Or basically, he'd be named after one of the. He'd be gone to one of the main places that were named after sex jokes.
I am. Yeah. Hang on. You should take a look at the live chat. We got a few ex members in here.
Oh, and, absolutely.
Someone named Joseph Randall.
Randall. Oh, hey.
Right, Pandoli or whatever. All right, let's kick this mess off with a beer in hand.
You want me to hold it?
No, let's just kick it off and let's see how insane this can all get before we just start thinking, why the hell are these people thinking like this? This is not healthy.
Oh, dude, I can get you covered in spades, cause. You know, you guys already know that.
Live chat.
I know, right? The Austrian village. You have started. What have you opened up, Aeon? Goodness, the village.
Dude, I like weird history. There is no such thing as a place called Suck a Dick, Czechoslovakia. I looked it up. It doesn't exist.
You know, Chris, I do agree with that statement. It would be indeed.
It does not help that the BBC guy said, look at the fucking children. And then proceeded to make some weird remarks about that.
Well, he was talking about a town in some random country, and I think that's pretty relevant. Let's move on, shall we?
Oh, goodness. Yes, please. Now, I know we've been in such a grinding halt because of... And the fur community has been... in the same boat, too.
Because
yes, precisely. But there is a document that's been passed around, and somehow, yes, people do sincerely believe in this, which we will read together.
Buckle up, kids. We're going to hell. Strap on.
This is actually very depressing. Man, I hate to see it. Yeah. Please do read this article.
Alrighty, I'll take it away. Humans are awesome.
Getting the eye bleach.
The furry fandom is a celebration of human creativity and experiences and diversity that fuel it. From sparkly aardvarks to duotone zebras from all across the world and from a variety of beliefs, we all contribute to the staggering level of human diversity that works far to find and build common ground to come together on. Rolls eye here.
That's where they should have ended it. That's it.
Yeah.
Game over.
But here we are with the classic, tell me more sweet nothingness lies or something like that.
Yes, let's continue.
This benevolent outlook on human nature created a safe space for demographics that traditionally face marginalization, persecution, or punishment for the inability to conform. Because of this, the fandom is the multicultural place it is today. In the spirit of willing cooperation and adversity, Oklahoma Furries is a confederation of individuals working for the benefit of the furry fandom in celebration of human creativity and diversity. Everyone involved has their views, but where we stand together is an affirmation of benevolently intentioned people's right to exist as they are without fear of ostracization, violence, prejudice, or bigotry. Okay.
So this is just another example of the furry gatekeepers trying to tell us about their virtue signaling nonsense. Now,
basically, liberty for me, but not for thee.
Exactly. So let's look at one of their top 11 lists here. Number one, they support a terrorist group called BLM. Black Lives Matter, right?
Oh, I have a meme for that when this story's over.
This is not what furries are about. Trans rights or human rights? What the hell is that about? No. No.
Nobody gives a crap if you're trans, female, or male, or whatever.
No. Who cares? We're furries, alright? We dress up as animals for fun. It's not political. There's nothing about this that should be in the thing. Like, this is just stupid.
In short, why are these people just dragging it, kicking and screaming?
I mean, number eight, I do agree with that. You know, love is love. Yeah, sure, whatever. Love whoever you want, I don't care. But this is
Love for everyone or yeah for everyone? Because
that is a million-dollar question, actually. This one really makes
sense.
They
actually supported a terrorist group, though. BLM. Yikes.
No shite.
Holy bonkers, that's nonsense. Anyways, let's see what else they said. In that spirit, we strive to be keenly aware of injustices perpetrated by our society, particularly in our state, because injustice diminishes the creativity and beauty we seek to celebrate in a fandom of anthropomorphic humans. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Screw you. What are you talking about?
We're not anthropomorphic humans. We're anthropomorphic animals. Humans are by nature anthropomorphic.
You said anthropomorphic humans, buddy.
No.
Yeah, we're anthropomorphic animals.
I mean, Jesus, man.
Who the hell are these gatekeepers? This is freaking stupid.
Okay,
people with disabilities are first. Get out of here.
Okay, one step at a time. Okay, okay. Slow down. Aeon.
I was letting Talon and Avera go before I say anything because what I was about to say was completely more crazy.
I think in the interest of how worse can it get, I want to hear it.
It is like painting two Hispanic people as Chinese and trying to pass them off as Chinese. It doesn't make any form of sense here at all.
Oh, it doesn't matter what race you are. Like, we're all furries, right? Like, we dress up as animals for fun. Like, that's how it is.
But you get my analogy here, man.
Why is this a thing?
Because they think it pays money. They think it pays money.
No, that's dumb. That's retarded. That's extortion. That's stupid. I hate it. It's gross.
Are they going to list 40 pronouns in this as well? Well, Chris, we'll see here in a few milliseconds.
Oh, and look at number 11. Absolute rejection of bigotry is not itself bigotry. What are you saying?
Yeah, it is.
Really?
It is.
Get out of here with that nonsense. Stop it. This is dumb. Does anyone actually believe this?
the Oklahoma furs do, and apparently most of the a good chunk of the wider community does, like, you know, hand in heart do.
Well, that's dumb.
To be fair to them, I mean, I'm not the kind of guy who actually likes, you know, a guy who likes a joke, but, you know, you get those guys who just makes it sour for everyone. But I kind of agree, but I disagree with the wording, but I agree with the idea of it. Let's just say it like that. I don't want those guys near me when I'm having fun either, because come on, they're souring everyone. They're only there to make life miserable for everyone else as miserable as they are. I can somewhat agree with this.
I was lost at number one when they supported the BLM terrorist group. No thanks.
At the end of the day, who really gives a shit? I mean, since they're trying to say, oh, all this is wrong and here's how you can be better, how we say you are, this is what I'm taking issue with.
No, it's the alt-leftist terrorists that are trying to, like, infiltrate the fandom, my dude. Like,
they
that's what this is.
They have.
I know. It's sick.
Oh, shit. Oh, you know what happened? Well, remember the chat that we had a while back with when I was recording my Arab burning?
What about it?
When I was warning people in the nearby state in some of the other group chats, some of the people actually came up to me and told me to stop spreading lies.
Say what?
It's just ridiculous. They just came up to me and said, oh, you're just a liar. If we want that information, we'll go and get it ourselves. And I'm like, what the hell?
That's mighty suspicious.
And then I talked to one of the persons, and they said they actually went into these rallies and actually got attacked themselves, and now they're feared for their lives.
Yeah, I wonder how much CNN they watch.
And they were supporting the group, too. So they got attacked by their own group that they supported.
That makes no goddamn sense for them to be coming up to you like that and saying that shit.
Yeah, I don't know if I still have the message still, but I'm not going to post it even if I still have it.
That's crazy. My goodness.
Yeah, now you get a bunch of crazy people, but...
All I see is it's either as much as Nazism or the KKK. It's all I see it as, just another version of that. You're supporting the same thing, and you're trying to get rid of the other organization while supporting another organization identical to it. You must be crazy.
No, I honestly, the way I see it is, all right, you get a bunch of crazy people. You're never gonna fucking get rid of them, unfortunately. But as long as they don't bother me, I won't bother them. And at the end of the day.
No, man, I'm just not a fan of, you know, people with political agendas coming into the furry fandom, trying to to change things, and like, you know, be these gatekeepers of virtue signaling and all that stupid shit. They're like, you have to agree with us, otherwise you're such and such bad. No, screw that.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. I completely agree with.
But that's what they're trying to do, man.
At the end of the day, what I always say is, as long as they don't bother me, I won't bother them. They can have their crazy beliefs, whatever. But if someone come up to my face like that, it's going down. It's going down.
It hasn't been, though.
Shit's going to go down.
It's just a matter, you know, and you're right. Like, it's a matter of when and not if. And
yes, it's a matter of when. But still, leave me alone, I'll leave them alone, everyone can be happy.
Yeah.
Because you know me, I'm a guy who only wants fun. I just want fun. That's all I've ever wanted, is fun.
That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah, absolutely.
Not all this crazy stuff about, oh, why isn't Trump dying yet? Please, Trump, die. Please die, everybody who isn't who I agree with. What the heck, man?
Well, that's terrifying. Yeah, that's what they want. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Dustin. Yikes.
I actually want both of the presidential candidates to die. But I mean, whoa. I don't like either one of them.
Understandable, but
I don't like that's any a little bit of over the top. last couple decades of presidential candidates. They were all horrible.
Nah, Trump is pretty damn good.
Each one has a few things that they do good, but in general, they don't do enough, and they fuck up more than they fix.
Well, Joe Biden forgot this message.
Yes. Hmm. I don't like him.
Where am I?
It's just to install Kamala Harris, people. I think that's fairly obvious, and they came right out and said it at this point.
And they're letting sex offenders.
Anyways,
out.
Let's not get too political here. I was just. Yeah.
I think you're right.
Back to the list.
Let's continue that list.
Yeah, well, I will.
Let God really help us before we vomit with rage
of this. So, shall we read on?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's. I know the list is. It's a lot of. There's a lot of beliefs that you don't completely agree with as well. Like, I know.
God,
I
it's terrifying.
Makes you want to puke with terror.
It makes me feel like somebody who's afraid of most of everything to messaging that.
Right. Here's the rest. Next paragraph after this list, we shall read together. While we all have different beliefs about how to actualize our own ideals, in the spirit of celebrating our diversity and enhancing the beauty of the world, we expect one another to be aware of the cultural and societal issues impacting our members, to accept re-education gracefully, to apologize for their errors, and to always strive to pursue personal growth, particularly where it pertains to their ability to serve others. All right, I'm going to close.
Oh,
that's it.
No. Re-education and apologize.
I'm resisting every curse word in the book right now after what I just heard. What in the nine circles of hell?
I'm just waiting for somebody to come up to me and apologize for slavery. I'm just waiting for that because my family were slaves for the royal family. And not no one's going to be coming and telling me that shit.
Re-education gracefully to apologize.
Gracefully?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Ingsoc full form now. They're no longer hiding it. Meet Ingsoc. Us, Ingsoc. Ingsoc, us. Nice to meet you.
Oh,
yes.
Go away. 1984. Absolutely. That's what this is. This is the type of toxic frickin' poison that is infecting our fandom, and we have to fight against it.
Or just reject it and say no to it and try and think of something else.
There's plenty of ways to go about it, of course, but at the moment, I'd just like to say that we oppose this,
very heavily.
I shouldn't be making collective statements anyway. I really shouldn't.
Most normal people will oppose this nonsense.
I'm going to say something to this whole entire thing. This is my comment towards this whole entire post here. Help, I need an adult.
This is ridiculous.
Help, I need an adult? Right. Yeah, you're right.
What does the last paragraph say?
All right, let's read it together. This one. We will not require active affirmation of these values from participants in the parts of the community we run, but overtly disrespectful individuals may find themselves recipients of moderation. However, because of the confederated nature of our groups, where individual leaders come together to make something for the community, our leadership universally affirms these values, works to live up to these values, and as a collective, we have decided that organizations that are themselves or that have leaders who consistently involve themselves in controversies if these ideals may not advertise or affiliate with us. Okay, there goes our membership into the Oklahoma Furries. It's done. Back it in.
I'm just gonna go into a corner and cry my eyes out for something I never even knew existed.
Yeah, you and me both, man. Like we lost another capital opportunity, and now I'm like, man, my life as a thingo is over.
Yeah, my life is ruined. Whatever shall I do?
Not care. That's one. Because it's just a group of idiots who want to be idiots for the sake of being idiots.
I actually expected this from another more extreme state, not freaking Oklahoma.
It's furries, mate. It's furries. Do we even have any expectations anymore for furries?
I know, right? Like, but then again, you're right. Like, they're people in the end, like estates people. So, yeah, I really shouldn't be making that argument. But alas, yeah.
Now, I always have a. Someone actually said something to me that's actually quite funny. He said, when he's dealing with furries, he has zero expectations, then he lowers his expectations, and somehow they always disappoint him. They still disappoint him.
I know.
It's sad.
All the communities you've been to, I know, like, you really have to lower your standards just to make this bearable.
No, yeah.
This is just pain.
So sad.
I know. But I guess you didn't. So I don't know. Go on.
Just a question for everyone here. Do you think that opinions like that we just read is really prevalent in the fandom? Like, do you really think like that's actually what a lot, like most people actually think? Or is it
I think it's a lot. I think it's a lot, but I don't think it's most. Remember, the furry fandom is actually a place where people who, let's say, a lot of them are socially outcasts. Social outcasts. They found a niche, in a fandom. Something they can feel like they belong to. And I think that plays a lot into it.
Well, I think it's part of the fandom which is can't think for themselves. Are the ones that are just taking whatever information you give them and just running with it. And I know there's a lot of them too. Just join a fandom.
I mean, just looking at all of it.
Easier to work with.
Most I can say is they're just using very easily exploitable people just to push a message and what they want, which I just can't stand with, man. That's just messed up. Mm.
Unfortunately, I believe you're right. Yeah.
Oh well, but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, most furries are adults. They have to make their own decisions. We're not babysitters. We can't. No.
I question that sometimes.
I don't know. Do furries need a babysitter? Like, hey, right? Like you said, help. I need an adult.
Yeah, some of the behaviors are like, what the hell? What are you thinking?
Well, okay. You have baby furs, and they do need adults. But I don't.
This is a different kind of help. I need an adult. You need a different kind of adult.
Yeah.
But you're right there. You are absolutely correct. I know. I just wanted to close this segment off by saying yes. I know here I'm kind of lucky to be insular. Yes, there's a few people out here down in my Aussie land that follow this stupid stuff as well. They do believe that too. Again, some. And yes, in the interest of, I can't make a collective statement. Yes, I urge you to, reread this, what it means, especially reread that section that says re-education. And, and just think for yourself what they want to do. Anyway, enough of that though. Let's put in an overlay that'll make us feel better, right?
Yes. The clown.
What have you next for us? Oh yeah, Clown World.
Yeah,
that's a classic. All
right. So, in the interest, let's move aside from this depressing topic. And okay, it's time. Let's boot her up,
Oh, okay. Go ahead and start it.
Let's play and laugh at something.
Alrighty, so we are going to move on to something that's very, very out there and animally related. So, this is it. Here's a question for you guys. You wouldn't hit a dog, so why kill one in Minecraft? Why violence against
virtual animals? Here we go with the penis crap again! Here we go again!
Yeah, you hunt that dog.
I don't know where any dogs are, but I've been killing sheep and cows and pigs.
Now, from the title of that oracle alone, let's all throw our heads back.
And I'm going to make them
set
ready.
That cow on fire.
Yep, I have a fire sword.
Wow. Do you guys remember, like, 2 months ago, there was an article about, what the hell was that game? Where, like, fishing was against veganism, and it was, like,
Animal
a big
Crossing.
Thing. Yeah, Animal Crossing, yeah, yeah. They were like, oh, cancel it, oh, how dare you hurt the fishies!
I think, if you don't like something in the game, stop playing it. Don't complain about it. If you don't like something that's not problematic in the game, just don't play it. Like,
okay,
why ruin everyone's...
Oh my god, more of this. If I kill a creature in Witcher 3 or Bloodborne, is that bad? No, it is not. No.
Sorry,
go nuts. Go mental.
Okay.
I actually have a serious question now. For those who actually know Minecraft, are there actually dogs in Minecraft or are they wolves?
I know they added wolves very early in the game.
They're wolves until they get converted into dogs. So they start out as wolves
dogs
until you get dogs as soon as you tame them.
Okay, so you don't actually kill dogs, you kill wolves most
of the
time.
Well, you can kill the dogs too. But this, if you attack a dog, it gets angry and it will come after you and it'll revert to a wolf.
Wait, what's the difference?
And you're basically still killing a dog, so.
Yeah, because I'm just wondering because.
It's just ones and zeros. You're only killing ones and zeros. That's all you're doing.
No,
yes,
because
like
actually
the
whale
shit in Assassin's Creed.
Because if they're calling wolves dogs, that means they've never actually played the game.
Oh, baby pig. Die, baby pig.
Or at least know about, or at least have some knowledge about the game.
Oh,
yeah,
there it was. You have done something. You must be punished because you have done something haram.
I killed a baby pig. Oh, no.
You have done the haram.
This one time at Haram Camp.
Yeah, but no, this story is complete and utter bullshit. I mean, killing animals in games and killing animals in real life is two way different things.
Right, yeah, like, look at that. I'll read the tantrumy statement that they've made, like, from the Conversation UK. Their tagline, academic rigor, journalistic flair.
What?
Yeah, I think I'm going to get drunk as I read that article.
All right, so.
So, one of the things about this is stop smoking our stuff and you might think something different.
Nah, just get off the crack for once and you'll be fine.
I was going to say crack, but...
Yes?
Could you go back to that article for a second?
I am, yeah. Let's scroll through first and let's... In the interest
let's do it.
So while I'm not going to read all of the things first, let's go through the more relevant segments and so forth. But before we do that, though, there was another controversial example as well. Like, you remember that time when, you know, in The Last of Us 2, not that I played the game, when everyone made this thing because you had to kill a dog?
Yeah.
I think that's also in The Walking Dead Season 2 at the start of Episode 1. You have to... You're feeding a dog, then it just goes completely nuts.
I just beat a
sheep with
a loaf of bread.
Maybe he sensed the zombies.
No, you were feeding him beans, and then the minute you try and take him back, he bites you and tries to kill you over it.
You know, guys, there's something we all... In the deep down, guys, there's really one thing that we all want to do. Here's a live comment from Basil. All we want to do is pet the doggo.
Yes, and that's what I've been saying.
I
that is what I've been saying. That's
why I
love Terraria.
I don't like dogs. I'm a cat.
This is why I love Terraria so much, because in Terraria, you can pet the dog. They actually put that in because of can you pet the dog?
Yes, even one of the Japanese games that was going to set to come out, yes, you can pet the dog, and that's what won people over.
Yeah. You can pet the dog. You know what? If you can pet the dog, I'm giving you an automatic 10.
You know, in like another game, Ghost of Tsushima, they had like a pettable fox, and so far, I think 1 to 2 million people have petted the foxes so far. Good God.
That's a lot of stat keeping, but it's good. It's amazing.
That is a
Here's
lot
another
of petting.
Question, big one, too. One King asks, yes, why can't you pet the bloodletting beast in Bloodborne?
Because it will kill you. And because it's a bunch of ones and zeros.
But why? The question is, why didn't developers let us pet the dogs? Why don't they? Are they some kind of doggist?
I'm not letting Woz design a video game if he wants to kill the dogs.
Unless you're
I'll eat them.
Killing dogs is...
What are you gonna do, Woz? Move to China?
No, I'm a cat, so I'll eat dogs. Oh, you know, if you ever actually looked at cats eating other cats, it's actually a real thing.
Wait, what? Jesus.
I watched a lion eat a cat and a tiger eat a cat.
Bruh.
It's messed up, but it's a real thing. They don't consider them full species, a part of their breed. And then lions will eat other lions.
Good.
It's just a thing. They have no problem with cannibalism.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, man.
Like, with one male gets in the pride, they'll go after the previous male's cubs.
Jesus.
But we're talking so much about cats and dogs, but I'm sorry to say, but guys, we're making a mistake because we're neglecting one of the most precious species that we know of that's still in existence today, and that's the squirrel. Why are we not talking about the squirrels?
But we're going to all eat them, too.
You found out my secret plan. You revealed my secret plan of me hiding in the shadows for...
We all talk about petting the dogs and petting the cats and loving the cats and loving the dogs, but no one is loving the squirrels. Some places actually consider squirrels a pest. Why is this?
I feel so Why upset, are we not that? Man.
Yeah.
It's I mean, if I was a game dev, here's what I would do with a squirrel. Just attach Revenant rocket launchers to its shoulders and a minigun on its back so it can go completely nuts on whatever's in front of it. You know, while making it pettable. A death squirrel.
Yeah, death squirrel.
I mean,
pet it while it's
to be honest, like, every single time, like, I'm like, driving around or, like, I just see a squirrel, I just cannot help and think about Jolt. I'm like,
I need to get my saxophone and play Careless Whisper?
I can't. I'm just like, oh, that's it.
I completely agree with that. I'm exactly the same. You all gotta love the old.
I should just bust out my sax right now and play Careless Whisper as a Vera. Thanks, so Jolt.
here's another live comment, P-Town. Actually, in the first Life is Strange, the janitor and your main character share a moment bonding, talking about the good nature squirrels have on the world.
You see? You see? That's exactly what I'm talking about. Someone gets it. Someone is paying attention to the squirrels. Okay, well, the only thing is, foxes are not sluts.
No.
Period. We are some of the proudest boys ever. Now everyone is gonna spam me with sexy foxes. I just know it's gonna happen. Oh,
I can't be helped, man. What?
Yeah, it can't be helped. What can you do?
Goodness gracious. So here's a funny little thing as well, like on this article, speaking of, you know, when you mention up respect and why we're not talking about squirrels and stuff, here's something about this. Here's what the article says. While societal respect for animals is growing, yes, that's true. I guess it's just one of those things, right? Like, now we we're seeing that's why we love petting doggos. That's and among all that other stuff. Oh goodness.
Yeah, but I think it's more about dogs being companions. They're yeah. human companions. I think that's why we always love the dogs. So and then the fact that The Last of Us 2 lied to us. They said, no, you could skip not killing the dog, and at the end, you had to kill the dog.
No.
They lied to us.
Wolfenstein 2 kind of did that recently with the beginning. You know how BJ's dad makes you aim a shotgun at the dog. You can either kill it or aim away from it. End result, sadly, the dog still gets killed.
Yeah.
By his dad. If you choose to aim away from the dog, which I always do, man, because I'm not going to kill a dog. That's just messed up.
Yeah, it's a pixel dog. I'm going to blow it away.
But in the context for like being tied down to a chair and forced to shoot it, nah, man, screw that.
Yeah, I think it's the fact that you have to choose. I think everyone just wants a choice whether they should do it or not. If I had a choice, I'd take a minigun to a dog, honestly. I'm just that kind of guy that blows everything up in games. I'm really just that kind of guy.
If it's one of those Zerberus Tommy dogs, it's better, isn't it? Yeah,
the more firepower, the better. Yeah.
So, here's another good question that we haven't answered as well. Arthur Potking asks, if foxes are sleuths, no, they're not, what would scorpions be?
Oh, they'd be a spiny type of... stinger thing.
I know exactly what scorpions are. They're a big fucking problem. Especially
assholes. Well, yeah, that's a good answer.
that's the only answer I can give for that question is they're a big fucking problem.
I mean, they're a problem in Arizona a lot. I mean, there's like a whole passing herd of them that would go literally into the city of Phoenix and put up shack in a house full of people. That's how insane. And I lived in that state, and I've seen that on 4 occasions. And let me tell you, it makes me want to get the flamethrower.
Oh, goodness.
Jesus.
No, but
it's upwards of like 20 to 30 scorpions per herd.
In reality, I don't actually have problems with scorpions. They're kind of neat. They're cool and neat and everything. But I'm not having a housewarming party for them. Let's just say it, put it like
Agreed.
That.
Agreed.
Housewarming party for them anytime soon. But they can be a bit of a problem, especially here where you have a lot of sandy and around our living areas.
Yeah, you're right. They're more prevalent in sandy stuff, right? In deserts.
Pretty much a pestilence because they actually have no natural enemies here. They have no natural predators except for a few birds. But our scorpions mainly come out at night.
But other than that, though, I guess all of this is the reason why, you know, even scorpion personas or suits are very, very rarely seen. And I have not seen one in all the time I've been here.
I've actually seen one. One guy. Well, there's actually a photo that I saw of them, but they do exist.
I know, like you said, it's very rare. If you can link me to
them. I'm talking shit because I actually know of one that's a bug which is semi-scorpion. I think he's a scorpion. But our old friend Scorks.
Oh, jeez, yeah, that old chestnut.
Yeah. No, he's a cool dude. He's a cool dude. He has a scorpion-like stinger.
Well, that was fascinating.
I think if we was furries, that they'll basically make some funny word, like, you know, about the stingers and the pincers too.
Yeah.
In much the same way that we have terms like boopers and stuff.
Eventually it'll be made.
Yeah, okay.
Eventually it'll be made. We always find a way to fuck up everything, unfortunately. That's just furry nature.
So, yeah. But, you know, I guess that's what it is, though. So if you want to have, you know, for something like that, you know, more power to you. Just maybe you might be the first to come up with that term, you know. A funniest term for a stinger. And we'll all be using it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Cool.
We'll be using it to death, actually.
All right. So we do have another story as well, and that's still related to the gaming world. And I guess, you know, here's something that's why, you know, I call this episode that you don't want to feel guilty because, again, this had something to do with this topic we're talking about, but also the animals as well in video games. I know, right? Like, So, this is it. Video game planes emit real carbon. Why gaming is not merely guilt-free escapism.
Before we start,
emit real carbon. What is happening here?
Guys,
go ahead, Talon.
Before we say anything, I know exactly the point that we get to, but I know exactly the point that they're trying to make. So just as a foreshadowing, I'm gonna say let's take theirs away first. Mm-hmm. And you'll know what I mean by when we get to that point, when they make their point. Let's just take theirs away first.
Okay, here. Go ahead.
All right. So, Jolt, if you mind reading, give us a bit of context.
Okay, this first line. Video games seem like radical relief from hard reality, but they're also deeply implicated in the problems we collectively face. Okay, so far that's an innocuous-ish statement. And the next one, there's a woman in my social media feed who has spent the past week flying around the world in an Airbus A320. Remember travel? The degree of enviousness with which I look at her photos of skylines and mountains is well past me in flight. She's not really traveling, of course. She's playing Microsoft Flight Simulator, the latest video game to capture the public's imagination as a kind of COVID-19 era bomb. This is a game that uses beam-up satellite data to create a pale one-to-one scale replica of the entire planet, ready for players to explore now that the pleasures of physical travel have been temporarily relinquished by most of us. Right. So that's pretty much the background that we've gotten at the moment in light of the article Video Game Planes.
Yes, but so, why is it the detriment?
So what does this mean for the future?
Why is
you
why
might
is
have to
detriment?
Read on a few sentences. Yes, read on a bit. It was in the next paragraph.
It might be.
Next paragraph, okay.
Goodness.
Let's read the next paragraph.
Like
Animal Crossing before, which allowed a newly locked down world to escape to an idyllic, pleasantly sociable tropical island, Flight Simulator is the perfect game for the moment. Video games have seemed to somehow float above the trials of 2020, and as one of the few creative industries still able to continue to make stuff in a COVID-19 world, things might seem too sunny for both the art form and the industry.
Read on.
Yes.
Yeah, as Trent Custis, co-founder and director of Melbourne Game Development Studio League of Geeks, told me, it's a strange industry to be in. While we're so intrinsically involved with this crisis, but at the same time doing well. So this one's the next one.
It is a very strange time, and yet, let's go on.
Yeah, and I guess at this point, like, so while Custis is speaking about how his studio is doing in light of the COVID-19 crisis, I'm glad you know the businesses are still doing well despite the crisis. I really am. But yeah, Talon, would you mind, what do you think? Should I continue reading? Or... Alright, so we'll skip these. This is just background fluff. Here's one. Now that no one can go outside, it's rare that you have a chance to interact with people that you're not close to, she says. That's another developer, Grace Bruxner. We're just staff for social interaction at the moment, and Twitch is just another way for me to connect with other people in a less formal story.
Oh, God.
Right. And
indeed.
Yeah, and then they said, no, there's a bigger story here too. One of video games being both a medium uniquely poised to thrive with 2020 and also being intrinsically part of the rolling crisis. At their best, video games can seem like a radical relief from this world. But they're deeply implicated in the problems we collectively face too. Mm-hmm. Take the climate crisis. It might seem that in the form of Flight Simulator amid a stay-at-home pandemic, we finally discovered an eco-friendly way to escape. The virtual Airbus A320 even has unbeatable fuel efficiency written on its fuselage. But before you get too hopeful, consider that Flight Simulator's virtual planet is around 2 petabytes worth of data, which players stream during play sessions. PC World, yep, that's a lot. That's a lot. And that steady stream of data transfer equals carbon emissions, like Netflix or other consumer electronics. But the carbon footprint of making, manufacturing, buying, and playing video games isn't something many players think about. Right. Okay, Talon?
So, yes. Basically, what they're saying is that playing games causes global warming. Using electricity causes global warming, people. My God.
That's stupid.
Yeah. We've reached stupidity levels. But I say again, since using electricity and using computers and using servers causes global warming, I suggest we take away their technology first, and we'd be doing humanity a service.
Uh-huh. I like your thinking.
How in the actual bonkers does this cause global warming?
No, no, really?
Because it's invisible.
The reason is solid. We use electricity, which causes global warming because making power causes carbon emissions. I completely agree with that premise. Let's take away their computers and their cell phones first because that causes global warming.
There we go. And we'll basically be rid of all the people who are complaining about global warming in the first place because all they seem to do is... You're a genius.
The people who complain about global warming the most, they should be taken away first because they are the problem. They are causing the problems. Yeah. They are part of the problems.
Well, I love global warming. I think warm weather is great. It's fine. It's fantastic. Who cares?
You can have warm weather. Send the cold weather to my side, please.
I don't know what you're thinking though. What do you want? Do you want me to bake you a cake so you can eat it?
Every year it gets worse.
Let them eat cake.
Fires get worse every year.
I want the cold. I absolutely love the cold. I just want the cold back. Please give me the cold back.
I know.
You can have all the.
And it's about to be cold season where I'm at.
Ugh.
No, it's always hot here. It's always hot here. Here we have two seasons. It's hot and very hot.
But yeah, you're right though. You're pretty much on point again. Like when someone sits down to play Flight Simulator, they're still emitting carbon even though they're at home, mostly through data centers or at their home's electricity. And well, you know, but I don't know what kind of analogy they're taking. Are they thinking that, you know, that playing X amount of games is worse than an actual Airbus A320 in terms of, you know, global warming caused?
I don't know. I also don't know what kind of point they make, but I can speculate on what point they're making, and I can agree with that. We should take away theirs first. That's my presidential. When I'm running for president, that's my slogan. Nice. Take away theirs first. That's going to be my new presidential slogan.
Talon 2024.
Yes. Yeah, Talon 2024. Vote for Talon.
Hey. Yeah, vote for Talon 2024.
Yeah,
people.
Hell yeah.
We'll support your campaign. Get it running.
Talon 2024.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, one day I'm probably going to run for president, but I have to be a bit older than I am now.
Oh, unfortunately. That's right, because they have that...
Oh, wait.
They have the mandate where you can't be one...
Don't you have to, like...
be 35 years.
Yeah, you have to be a certain age, or you have to be a certain age, or have a certain amount of something.
Don't you have to like be born here?
I don't know. I think in much the same way that, you know, they were able to fake Obama's birth certificate, we can get one that passes off.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Scorch.
Oh yeah.
What if the electricity you use to power your game is just a solar panel?
Yeah. What if the electricity you use to power your game is just a solar panel?
No, it doesn't. No, because the products that solar panels are made of also consume power to make. And that was fueled by coal, so you still have a carbon footprint. Checkmate.
So the world's screwed either way.
That was a good question.
I mean,
though.
I know. Like, so maybe you would think that green energy is a bit of a misnomer. But green alas, you know, energy. We're not. Alas, green? Unfortunately, none of us are experts in producing electricity. But here we are.
No, unfortunately, green energy doesn't exist. Yeah, in the end, the end product, yes, you actually do have the power plant itself, like a wind turbine, producing less carbon emissions, which is fair, but the process in extracting the carbon emission, the materials to make those power plants, sometimes can exceed
pollution.
Exceed what a normal power plant can throw out because
it's
of
like,
erosion stuff like that.
Again, it's like you're right. Like it's the same thing that you know the purported benefits of electric cars are a bit of a misnomer, other than the you know the instant torque and all that stuff. Like you know the green element of an electric car.
Yeah, no, I honestly this whole green go green and so forth. I don't agree with it. We're always going to have to use coal because as society expands, you're going to need more and more and more power. And unfortunately, green power sources aren't sustainable. It's not sustainable. It can maybe help for a house or something, but businesses can't use it. Cities can't use it.
Coal is reliable. We already have a problem with coal in our area. There's several problems with that. It's pollution that it makes. Causes breathing problems, and it causes black clouds wherever that it makes the farmland harder to harvest.
But you see
then,
that
the coal is actually wearing out. The coal is wearing out in our part of the country.
Yeah, but
we have
that's
a lot of
logistical.
Power plants in our
that's
area.
A logistical problem that can be solved by numerous ways. Seriously,
but you can't,
that can be
you
solved
can't make
way.
Coal out of nothing. You can't make that.
Oh.
So you gotta only can harvest it.
Wow.
Well, but you just because coal deposit in one area is running out doesn't mean it's not running out in other areas.
Yeah.
And you have
dig
other
up
forms of
them dinosaurs.
Yeah, but the, we're running out of our natural resources like those. We will have to eventually go to solar and other types of power sources.
See, this
you
is
there is no choice. There is no choice eventually. Nuclear cannot stay either. Do you know anything about nuclear?
Oh,
I'm actually planning on building a nuclear reactor for my suit. And I know the schematics of that, and it's not very easy to do with. I have to use
nuclear power for a long time now, and nuclear power is actually pretty sustainable.
Nuclear power is just steam. It's just steam power. It's just using the nuclear power to heat up water. That's all it really is.
Yeah, but that's coal power as well. It's coal power is also
they work all the same. So you can take a coal plant and turn it into a nuclear plant, and take a nuclear plant and turn it into a coal plant. It don't really matter.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you can also take a solar cell and power the steam engine too.
Because
electric
heat.
It actually works, but it doesn't work during the night. But you can store the power up and generate enough electrical heat for electrical fusion coil.
What happens when it's cloudy? What happens when it's cloudy and raining?
That's why you store up a battery bank. That's why they always have the battery bank backup.
But then you have the problem with the
winter solstice. It actually. Even though it's currently a bright light out, it's actually producing less power.
Yes, that's also another problem. So everything that's not optimal conditions is actually bad. Solar power, whereas coal...
So yeah, in some areas where they use steam generators, they use a electric coil in some of them to keep the water at a certain temperature that it can max out at. Mm-hmm. And then they use the actual heat from the other source to continue the power. So they have part of their power cycling back into the device and generating a percentage of it. If you look it up, you'll find it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but solar power to me isn't the answer.
It's very inefficient right now, but they have found some ways to make it a little more efficient. But government is standing in the way.
Yeah, a little more efficient, but can it replace a city? That's my question. Can it replace a city like New York?
Oh, no, not right now. Not the way it's set up, the way they're doing it.
They're doing it very
inefficient. Even the new transparent solar panels that they're developing aren't that efficient. They're the lowest efficiency out of all the solar panels.
Yep.
Guys, here's some other little live comments here. Sorry to distract from going off too far off track. Okay. Joseph Pandoli, wind turbines are racist towards birds.
Completely agree. Ban all wind turbines right now. I completely agree. We ban all wind turbines right now. Ban them all.
You wouldn't be racist towards birds, so why would you build a wind turbine?
Anyways,
if anybody actually believes that, I have these choice words for him.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Sample.
Oh, is that from UHF, Weird Al?
Oh, hell yeah! You know I was going to use that.
Stupid! Hell yeah, Weird Al.
Okay, incredible. I sent you a picture being something ridiculous. A steam powered
hybrid electric.
Yeah, a steam train.
I know the purists will be like, it will be all like, this is heresy, but that's neither here nor there. Okay.
Well, I think we're pretty much
and
at the
we
end
are,
of the rope
you know, here. And at the end of the day, this is basically, yeah. Do gamers produce more pollution than an
that
A? You know,
good,
people produce more greenhouse gases than an A320.
Freaking awesome, bro! I love Weird
Al.
It's debatable because depending on how many are actually running, because they don't have that many Airbuses based on the population. But then, who's going to play that game?
And you know, and
how many
Airbuses
people
aren't
actually
exactly
play flight simulators? How many people actually play?
Oh, I was thinking
the coup,
like Wheel of
basically
Fish,
stopping
but,
the A320s from flying.
Never mind.
Right. So, yeah.
I still think that the plane produces more carbon.
But you know what, though? Ultimately, I just don't think, you know, you should feel guilty. You should play Flight Simulator and not feel guilty about doing so.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're already going to be bored of it pretty quickly. You're going to be bored of it before too long, anyways.
Depends on how you see the world. That's
I get bored of that stuff quickly.
The way I see this is when I'm playing games, I'm not thinking about the poor baby seal hanging from the ice glacier busy melting, you know? I'm not thinking about that. I'm busy thinking about how many demons
I
can kill.
I think this pretty much sums it up.
That you're right, yeah. That's ultimately the point. Talon is right. Who seriously thinks about, you know, that sort of stuff, like the Antarctic when they're gaming? I don't.
Yeah, I don't think about that either. Yeah. Even though I know it's to be true, but in a way.
What the hell? We should all get on our 500-watt computers and complain about the 200-watt game console. That will teach them to make carbon.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly,
yeah, you stick it to them, man. Yeah, actually, or better yet, if you want to have like the ultimate idea, get on your console's internet and complain. and teach these guys. Reach out to your council's power plant. Like, stop pumping electricity. While I'm doing, well, as I type this on my 200 watt console.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Oh. Now, you ever seen that meme about the world without electricity?
Don't think so.
Yeah, it shows a bunch of electronics with the gas-powered generators. Everything is microized. Your phone has a generator. Everything. There's no actual batteries. There's just generators everywhere.
Wow. Shit. And actually, you know what, though? I just want to say one last thing, though. This is why Jurassic Park might was dingo, so that we could have an endless dinosaur farm.
Yes.
Yes.
I fully support.
We gotta do is just have a meteorite hit the planet and wait a couple million years, and then we can harvest the oil.
Yeah. You know, we just need a dinosaur breeding program.
We keep on redoing it every time, and we'll have some oil. And meanwhile, we'll find an alternate for that.
An alternate fuel source.
Yep. And then we'll go back and forth between the alternative and the classic style.
Nah, I think what we need to do is like find the search for the fabled dinosaur egg.
Or we can do what they did in what you call it, Stargate, when they took the alternate dimension's power source. They just siphoned energy from another dimension.
Jolt, you know what?
Yeah.
I actually found a perfect solution. I actually found, since we're running out of fuel and they're complaining about us killing dogs in games, well, we actually have the perfect game. We actually have the perfect game already for solving this entire problem. Jurassic Tycoon.
There you go.
They actually have a game.
We just solved global warming.
It's that easy.
Just that easy.
Send dinosaurs all over the world.
Yes.
We all download Jurassic Tycoon, and we all make dinosaurs for our sustained for our future of sustaining the fossil fuel economy.
Yes.
And somebody's going to invent the, replicator.
Nah, don't worry about that. Oh, you don't have to worry about the greenies because, you know, the dinosaurs will eat them.
Yeah. if they start complaining about us misusing dinosaurs, we just let the dinosaurs go. That's going to be gorgeous.
Hey, Jolt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Still am. And we're running. So, and I understand, you know, I guess it's what it is, but hey. So, I know we are stretching it thin, but that pretty much sums up this in a nutshell. I know. It was fun, though. We had some great ideas, and we're happy with it. And, yeah, so we'd like to wrap things up.
What happened to Vera? God damn it.
I don't know. I think, have you seen him rage at his iPad StreamYard? Goodness, I don't want to show you.
Just get an Asus or something at this point. Just get rid of the freaking iPad.
I don't know. Somebody's going to have to prop it up, but hey. So, yeah, who'd like to close up one by one? Talon?
All right. Yeah, well, it was fun tonight. I actually had a blast tonight. It was great. We came up with a lot of great ideas. Seriously, we could change the world. Yeah, we can change the world, mate. Fur is ruling the world. I kind of like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
The cats are gonna rule the world. And
nah, I'm gonna support the green, mate.
Squirrels and dogs run on hamster wheels and provide all the power for the world.
No, that is squirrel racism right there. Nope.
Yeah, I agree.
You ain't allowed in our country.
No. Aeon?
Well, it's like ever since we've been quarantined, and Jesus Christ, the world has gotten a lot more crazier. It's slowly turning into PETAville.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
I don't know the squirrels. Yesterday, when I was riding my bike, I almost hit a squirrel.
Oh, no.
Okay, then.
It was acting really weird.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Other than that, all I'm just seeing is a lot of bitching and moaning from just people who have a lot of free times on their hands since they advocated to be in this quarantine. You know, you kind of brought it on yourself by advocating for more of that. But that letter thing, just no. If I could get, I would make a copy, get a video running with my mask on, grab a trash can, and burn that sucker in it. No.
I don't know, man. Let the Oklahoma free scene know, reap by the hip zone. I say just that.
Yeah, anyway. I think there's going to be more of that. I think there's just going to be more and more of the same stuff they're doing. They're just having more. The old people in the fandom are not able to keep up anymore. And so they're having a bunch of the young people who really don't know what they're doing take over. And it's just going to get worse. They want to change things to be their own way, and it's just going to be just all types of no, because the old people already fixed what the problems were, but the young people don't want to use it.
I don't know, Ryan, but, oh, God, if we had Inu on the show, I would actually just congratulate him and say this is the only reason why boomers are useful.
Oh! Yeah, because we can run things. We can run things, and we don't get bored of running things correctly.
What the hell is that? Anyone else hear that?
Yeah, that's stuck on the show, man.
What the hell?
But hey. You only heard it here, guys, from me.
Yeah.
Anyway, not to take the piss out of anyone, but yeah. They're still important. Anyway. Hey, Vera, you here?
Yes. Well, this was super fun. I'd like to thank our incredible panelists for having an amazing show. Mm-hmm. And I hope to see you guys in the future. That was awesome.
Yeah. All righty. Just one thing, Joseph Pandoli, since you're new. Yes, we stream. Hopefully, we aim to stream every Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the schedule we run on. And as always, you are able to catch up. Yeah, we stream on YouTube first by way of programs, and then you'll be able to catch. If you miss it, you will always be able to catch our episodes on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and later on we'll be posting to more platforms. But in the interest of time, yes, this has been a slow but if not awesome week as things are. And thanks again to our viewers. I hope you enjoy listening to this as we did making it. This is us signing off. Talent 2024. Farewell.
Have
until
a
next
happy
time.
Rocktober if you own a Lycanroc.
Cheers. Cheers, guys. Thank you. Great.